We're living. On the surface, everything appears to be reasonably calm, but there are powerful forces at work underneath. They cannot help but be disturbing to anyone who attempts a thoughtful appraisal of world conditions. There are those who feel that the great military buildups by the free world and the communist world are going to lead inevitably to war between the two. There are others who say that the communists wouldn't dare risk war right now, and as long as there isn't any possibility of the free world attacking, which there is not, then the danger of war is melted away. There is another school of thought, one which says that the communists have no need to go to war, that they're gaining their objectives without the firing of a shot, that they intend to carry the Cold War, this battle for the control of the minds of men, into the far corners of the earth. President Eisenhower feels that communist power today is constantly probing, and every weakness of the free world, he declares, is being exploited in every possible way. In asking support of his foreign aid program, the president linked Russian and Chinese military power. He says their drive to dominate the world hasn't changed. The House Appropriations Committee, on the other hand, sees the Russian threat somewhat abated. The waging of war for the control of minds of men is in the hands of summit leaders today. No longer is it within the exclusive purview of ambassadors. Time was, however, when that was true. Diplomacy at one time triumphed, or it was defeated, according to the capabilities of those in the foreign service. Now the presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens and dictators hop thousands of miles to hold face-to-face meetings. We seem to be in the season of that right now, and Ngo Dinh Diem, the premier of southern Vietnam, has been the guest of the president in Washington. The president of France is scheduled to arrive very soon. Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, or Princess Margaret or the Queen Mother, may come later in the year. Voroshilov of the Soviet Union has been in Beijing, in Jakarta, in Hanoi, in Red China, or Red Indochina, where communist Ho Chi Minh embraced him with kisses on both cheeks. Juliana and Bernhardt of Holland are in Sweden. Elizabeth and Philip are in Denmark after their visit to Portugal and France. The Shah of Persia and his beautiful Queen Saroya are being entertained by Franco in Madrid. The Arab kings have met and departed, and possibly they've welded a union. Chancellor Adenauer spans the Atlantic tonight on another visit to President Eisenhower. We are living in the age of personal diplomacy at the highest level of authority. This is Cedric Foster in Boston.